KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear sky. It's 34 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce remind area residents that the annual lighted parade will fill downtown Atlantic with holiday cheer tomorrow, December 2nd, beginning at 6 p.m. Each float will have a holiday theme, lighting, and music. All awards will be given for Best Overall Float, Best Holiday Spirit, presented by McCurdy Investments, and Twinkle Twinkle, presented by Feedwater Systems. Atlantic cash will be given for first, second, and third place. The winners will be notified before the parade. Fireworks, sponsored by A.M. Coron & Son and Myron Gross Real Estate, will kick off the Christmas magic over the Rock Island Depot beginning at 6 p.m. And before the parade, Santa will be in his cabin tomorrow at the City Park from 3 until 5:30. Santa's reindeer, as well as free carriage rides, will also be available from the City Park from 3 to 5:30. And Santa's cabin this year is presented by the Atlantic Rotary Club. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Thursday morning voted unanimously to appoint a person to fill the full-time position of Cass County Attorney. Auditor Dale Sunderman said, according to Iowa Code, it was one of the two options they had available to them following the resignation in August and effective January 1st of Attorney Dave Wiederstein.
Whereas the office of Cass County Attorney will be vacant on January 1st, 2018, and whereas Iowa Code 6914A2 authorizes two procedures for filling some vacancies, the Board of Supervisors may fill the vacancy by appointment until the next pending election or may call for a special election. And whereas the Board believes it is in the best interest of Cass County to appoint, resolved to fill the position of Cass County Attorney by the procedure of appointment.
In other business, the Board voted a cooperative agreement between the Cass County and Iowa Department of Transportation for the maintenance of a section of the Buck Creek Road under Interstate 80. The terms of the agreement were originally spelled out in 1966 when the DOT told the county they could no longer maintain that portion of Buck Creek Road under I-80 and the road was closed through traffic. Adjacent property owners were granted exclusive access to that portion of the road. Since then, some of the property owners have, of course, passed away and changes that have been made to the signage, gates, and so on have occurred. Cass County Engineer Charles Bechtold said the DOT wants to transfer the deed to the small stretch of that road to the county.
It becomes a secondary road, a level B road. Level B, level B. And so we maintain it, but as far as graveling and keeping it up to the regular standards from what we'd be responsible for signage, height signage, and a guardrail. We've got to maintain guardrails. Basically, some big bullet points. The DOT agrees to open up Buck Creek Road under I-80 to through traffic as a level B road. The county agrees to assume responsibility for all future maintenance of Buck Creek Road under I-80, including but not limiting to clearing and removing of snow, debris, before and after.
The stipulations are that in the event the DOT determines the I-80 bridges are no longer needed and there is a replacement with a new bridge or culvert or other improvements, and Buck Creek Road is impacted by the construction, Buck Creek Road will be closed permanently at that time. The DOT reserves the right to close the road at any time, actually. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday voted 3-2 in favor of moving forward with an initial draft of an amended ordinance regulating the operation of ATV and UTVs in Cass County. Supervisors Frank Waters and Gaylord Schelling voted against that. The ordinance as currently written does not include any annual fee for identification stickers. Iowa DNR currently requires an annual sticker for each ATV and UTV registration. That won't change. Cass County Recorder Mary Ward said there will be no additional monetary value to the county if it charged for separate stickers other than covering the cost of materials.
That number is only a number that we're going to have in our office. It's not going to be in any DNR database or any database whatsoever. It's just going to be a log sheet that we'll keep in our office.
Before the final ordinance is enacted, three readings will be held in subsequent Board of Supervisor meetings. Elsewhere in the news, a search warrant executed Wednesday night in Clarinda resulted in the recovery of about 51 grams of a substance believed to be methamphetamine. The occupants of the home at 614 East Washington Street were identified as 49-year-old Roger Shaban and 52-year-old Tina Benkovich. They were taken into custody at around 11 p.m. for felony possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of methamphetamine and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Both Shaban and Benkovich are being held in the Page County Jail without bail pending an appearance before the court. Police reports have been submitted to the offices of the Page County Attorney for review of the filing of formal charges. A man who had pulled over to take a business call in Council Bluffs was robbed at gunpoint Thursday morning. Council Bluffs police say the incident happened around 10:38 a.m. in the 3500 block of 14th Avenue. The victim told police that while he was parked, a man approached the passenger side of his vehicle, and on the left side of the car was a man who approached his door displaying a small silver handgun. The suspects demanded money, and the victim gave them $200 in cash. The suspects then left the area on foot, traveling northbound on South 35th Street. Officers checked the area but were unable to locate the suspects, and the victim was uninjured during the incident. Police described both subjects as black males. The first was 5 feet 6 inches tall, about 160 pounds. He had a goatee, short black hair, and was wearing a light brown Carhartt-style jacket and jeans. The second suspect was about 6 feet 1 inch tall, weighing 180 pounds. He had a goatee and disheveled hair and was wearing light gray zip-up jacket and light black loose-fitting jeans. Both subjects are believed to be in their early 30s. If you happen to be in the area at the time and have any information regarding that incident, you're asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728. A call to Pottawatomie County Communications Wednesday about a suspicious vehicle resulted in a pursuit and a crash. The vehicle, a 1994 Dodge Ram van, was located in the area of 240th and Mahogany after a check of the license plate revealed it had been stolen out of a vehicle in Neola. The van was eventually pursued and eventually wrecked during the pursuit. Its occupants were taken into custody a little before 9 p.m. without further incident. The driver, 31-year-old Anthony Scott White of Lexington, Kentucky, was charged with eluding, reckless driving, and theft in the fifth degree. Authorities said also 30-year-old Brandon Ray Nelson of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 2:50 a.m. Thursday on a separate incident following a traffic stop on a vehicle whose registered owner was wanted on a warrant. A deputy made contact with the owner and driver and confirmed it was Nelson. He was arrested on a warrant for violation of a no-contact order as well as OWI first offense after deputies found numerous beer cans inside the vehicle. The man also had bloodshot eyes, they said, and had a strong odor of booze on in the vehicle and on his person. His breath also tested over the legal limit for intoxication. Nelson, in addition, received citations for open container and having no insurance. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments. They're located at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.